The Florida State Board of Education this week approved tougher requirements for students who use alternative tests to graduate. The Jacksonville City Council passed a resolution opposing the changes, but Marilynne Curry refused to sign it. The district says the higher scores could mean a graduation rate decline of 7 to 11%, disproportionately among minority students. School board member Ashley Smith-Juarez warned council this month that fewer high school diplomas means less earning power.
This could amount to $250 million in lost economic productivity to the city of Jacksonville. That's just one cohort.
Council then passed a resolution echoing the board's opposition. To graduate, Florida teens must pass two tests, the Florida Standards Assessment in Reading and the Algebra 1 end-of-course exam. If they don't pass, they can submit SAT or ACT scores. Under the changes, students must now score higher on those college readiness tests. The state says University of Nebraska research found the old scores were too easy to earn. But as Duval District staffer Kelly Coker-Daniel said last month,
that level of reading on the SAT is truly college-level reading. And what the state requires is that students demonstrate reading on the 10th grade FSA.
But Mayor Curry refused to sign the city's resolution, saying that the council voted based on one board member's testimony, and he believes the state board wants to ensure all students strive for higher achievement. The changes will apply to this fall's incoming freshmen. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.